Welcome back to the Frothcast, a podcast about...
I was at Lele's on the way here, and the Mad Hooies were heckling me from across the bar, so...
I'm your host, Hendo, and this is episode 21. This episode is filled with updates and exclusive content around my brand new mixtape. Let's groove, baby. This episode is brought to you by Juneshine Hard Kombucha. Huge shout out to Eric Tomlinson and the crew at Juneshine for hooking me up with some tasty beverages. You get 20% off when you enter the code FIELD20 at checkout. Aloha and wasabi, my good friend. That feels good to say. It's been too long, hasn't it? How goes it? You know, obviously it's been a while since my last episode, and for that, I apologize, my friend. I'm sorry for my absence. There's been a lot of crazy things that have kind of happened since my last episode. Some good, some interesting, some not so great, you know, but I'm here. I'm back. We're here with episode 21. I'm going to try to continue to keep this thing going, but, you know, it's definitely been challenging doing this thing by myself. If you're out there and, you know how to help out. Gunther is not much of a help, so I could use all the help I can get. But anyways, you know, let's just kind of talk about what I've been up to, what's been going on, where I've been. Firstly, as a follow-up to my song in my last episode about John's knee, I think the karma gods were listening or something, because nearly a week after I recorded that episode, I got up out of bed and I was like, wait, what the hell? I had this crazy sharp pain in my left knee and I could barely walk, and I was hobbling for weeks and I was out of the water, and I was like, dude, forgive me, our Lord Poseidon, who art thou in the ocean? Hollow barrels be thy name. Mr. John, I am sorry. I will never do another song about injuries again. Karma will come back and bite you in the anus, my friends. So, you know, that was kind of eggy. I was out of the water for a while, but then something fantastic presented itself. And as you may or may not know, I finally got a wave at the surf ranch. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. But, you know, on top of hobbling around for weeks on end, like I said, I had to move apartments again due to unforeseen, totally random and farked up circumstances, which I can't really divulge on here just yet. I will tell you guys the story at some point, but let's just say it involved a big and a stupid.
My name is Jeff.
And a lot of
these nuts.
Anyways, my new place is more dank anyway, and I am enjoying the new energy. I'm closer to the freeway. I could get up to Encinitas, go down to La Jolla. I can go down to Old Town, where I've been taking improv classes. A zip, zap, zap. Yes, and. Yep, that's right. So that I have actually been loving. If you haven't checked out improv classes or you're interested in that type of thing, I've been loving it. It's super fun. I'm meeting people I probably never would have met in a million years. And it's just a cool time to play around like a kid again. It's really helping me with just being in the moment and saying yes and to more things. You know what I'm talking about? On that note, there's a possibility that I might do my first stand-up set this Thursday. If I do, I'll tell a few of you, but I don't expect anything big. I expect myself to bomb, as all comics do their first 100 times, but that's pretty exciting. I'm pretty stoked on that. Anyways, I could go on for days why I haven't done an episode any sooner, but, you know, you guys aren't here to hear about my drama and, you know, all that stuff that's been going on. We're here to have fun, and this episode should be filled with goodies that do just that. So let's get straight into it, my friend. Okay, first up, just a little general housekeeping and follow-ups and shout-outs in the surf and fantasy surf realm. My last episode was just before the Rottenness Watch 'em Up event, where I sat down with my boys, Chad and Taylor of Survival League and Surf Heater. Seems like years ago. Yikes. Prior to that event, our man Chad, who, by the way, Chad Dog, recently got married. Congratulations to you both. Oh, legends. Gotta love love. Anyway, prior to Rottnest, Chad was still powering through the Survival League. Is he still charging? Is he still in there? Are you still in there? How did you do it? Well, I'm not going to give any spoilers away with those guys just yet, so I'm going to wait till I have them back on the podcast, which I feel like might be coming very soon, and we'll see if Chad is still surviving. In the meantime, I just want to update you all on my fantasy league entitled The Frothcast Fam on the WSL website. Join today and ring in the fun. Shout out to Mr. J-Man Hall, who took out the Rottnest event, and he won himself a nice t-shirt of Slate Dog with a kawaka that says, "Get quacked, mate." I will get that shirt to you soon, buddy, and check him out on Instagram at jhallfilms. After Wajumup Rottnest Island, the WSL CT Tour went down to Lemur, California, in which my homeboy Brady Lawrence took out the league and won himself a mystery prize in the process. Check out Brady on Instagram at Brady Law. I will give you that nice little treat that you have won at Chopu, my friend. So speaking of Chopu and Mexico and Surf Ranch, my friends, I have been blessed by the Nerdbot gods, and I was lucky enough to work the Surf Ranch. I'm heading to Mexico very soon, and after that, I'm going back to Chopu. I have not been there in, 5 years, 4 years. I've surfed the wave a few times, nothing to blog home about, no crazy barrels for me, but I am excited to get back on the road. Huge shout out to the Nerd Cave and Rob Lord for getting me back in there. And also a huge shout out to DB Journey. I got a new board bag from them. I think you've seen them with Sage Erickson and Jordy Smith. I think they're called Douchebag Bags, I believe. DB, Scandinavian brand. I got their Bunker board bag and I am frothing. The technology looks really sick. They have this thing called ribbed technology, kind of like a ribbed prophylactic, but it puts a lot of the pressure on other points so you don't snap your boards like I did when I went to Hawaii and my brand new subdriver got snapped. Anyways, I am looking forward to having that bag and getting back on the road, taking the pod on the road and having some conversations with people like Mr. Mahosler, Shanman Waller, Brady Lordog, Brada Milbs, a few other people behind the scenes, and maybe some surfers, maybe some locals. We got to keep the froth alive. I'm looking forward to being back. So while we're on the subject about the Surf Ranch, let's talk a little bit about how I finally got my virgin wave. Let's just say, long story short, after 5 years of working there, it was a long time. I got to a point where I didn't expect it anymore. In the beginning, everyone was kind of getting waves. I felt kind of bummed. And eventually I was like, you know what? Don't complain. Don't expect anymore. You know, if it happens, it happens. Cool. If not, no worries, Slate Dog. We're still cool. All right. I don't want to give any spoilers, but I'll just break down the full story right now. Basically, this year's event went down as normal. A few days of setup, a few days of running the event. I was in the Nerd Cave cranking. Then it was time to finish up. The finals were over and we were packing up the Nerd Cave. Another year goes by where, you know, I was like, you know what? I didn't get a wave. Totally cool. Didn't expect it. No worries. Whatever. All good. Just as we begin to pack up the Nerd Cave, my good friend Felipe Marcondes at Felipe on Instagram. That's F-E-E-L-I-P-E. Comes in the Nerd Cave, comes in the door, and he basically offers me to surf a wave that Medina had given him during Adriano de Souza's going away party after the final. Felipe is a freaking legend, and it was the nicest thing anybody has ever done to me. He said to me, "You deserve it more than I do. I've already surfed out there. Do you want my wave?" My heart dropped, and I said, "Dude, you're joking. No way. What? Are you serious? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." I asked my boss and he gave me the approval. Thank you again, Rob. And at that point, I was freaking out. I tried to stealthily go into the shooter's Nerd Cave and change into my board shorts and get ready to go surf. It kind of didn't sink in. At that point, I put board shorts on and I walked out. And a few of my filmer buddies saw me walking with board shorts on and they were like, "Wait, what? Are you getting a wave?" I was like, I think so. And so it became this pretty big thing. You can see on my Instagram that people started chanting my name. I was nervous as all hell. You know, I had a little nerve turd poking out. I didn't have my board with me. I did not expect the wave. So it was all super last minute. But man, I felt an immense amount of pressure, but I really felt very special. So many people were in my corner and they were waiting for this moment just as long as I was. And, you know, there we are on the dock. I'm getting some wax on the board. I'm having some water. I'm freaking out mentally. And I just had to get in the water to clear my mind and just go figure it out, right? People were telling you, do this, do that. And I had no idea what to do. It wasn't until I hit the water that my nerves calmed a little bit. So I'm paddling out, and on my left, who do I run into? Of course, it's Slate Dog and his girlfriend, Kalani. She's so nice. She says, hi, how's it going? And, you know, I'm like freaking out, just already so nervous. And there he is, Slater, the goat. And I'm just like freaking out even more. I'm like, hey guys, this is my first time. I don't really know what to do. And, you know, she's like, oh my God, that's cool. Just have fun. And she's such a legend. He was super cool. So I paddled out, and Yago's dad was out there. And, you know, I was like, hey, where do I sit? What do I do? I'm still nervous. I was kind of shaking. And Jadson was out there also. And Jadson was kind of like, hey man, like, I'm going to catch a wave. Yago's dad's going to catch a wave. Then you get a wave. You get a left. And I'm like, okay, cool. So kind of just trying to be calm, trying to do some meditation, trying to breathe, take it all in. I'm like, holy shit, I can't blow this. Don't blow the barrel section. That's the only thing in my mind. And so a wave comes through. It was a right, and the person falls. Jadson had already gone. So Yago's dad goes on the right. And then I'm just sitting there waiting for a left. And at that point, I thought it was still Yago's dad's wave, but my homie Larry Haynes is on the jet ski. And as the left comes, you hear CT3, 30 seconds. And I'm just freaking out, you know, and I thought it was the other guy's wave. But my buddy Larry Haynes on the jet ski, he's like, you brah, you, this is your wave. Go, go, go. So like, I'm just freaking out in the moment. I didn't know it was my wave. So I was just scratching into it. I finally get up, and everything that anyone's ever told me is just like, pump your ass off on the first section. Make sure you don't blow the first section. All right. So I take like high line, make the first section, do a couple like check turns, and then I managed to squeeze like a small like down carve type thing. And then the whole rest of the time in my mind on the wave, I'm, you know, obviously part of me is freaking out. Another part of me is just so concerned at not blowing the barrel section. So I'm stalling, I'm waiting, I'm hearing people in the background, kind of. I can't really see or hear all that well out there. And finally, I did another check stall. And at that point, I realized the barrel section was coming. And I'm like, oh shit, I think I'm too deep. There's no way, because I've watched so much footage of athletes where they get caught behind the whitewater when it starts barreling. None of them ever make it. So in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm fucked. So I just dove off my board and jumped in the barrel section and blew it. I haven't showed that part yet. I'm going to do a thing with it, so wait for that. But I came in, and my friends, bless them. Holy shit, they were such lords. They hoisted me onto their shoulders. There's, you know, splashing beer everywhere. And I felt like I won the lottery or something. It was such a cool experience, and I owe it all to Felipe. Once again, thank you, man. And even that night at the after party at Chili's, holy shit, people were just going ape shit, chanting. And it was one of the better, if not the best, Surf Ranch experiences I have ever had. And it was such a memorable wave and moment in my life. I am so thankful. And I'm not saying this to make anybody jealous. I'm saying it hopefully to give people hope that it can happen. Just don't give up, my friends. Don't give up. Super stoked. I will probably talk a little bit more about that with Chad and Taylor once they come back on. But once again, thank you, Felipe. Thank you, everyone who was filming, from Larry to Johnny to Eric Sturman, Shanman Waller, Brady Lordog, Shetron, Daniel Lee, all the lords. Thank you all. Brian, for giving me a board to borrow. Mahalos, everybody. Such a good time. You. Okay, so that's pretty much it for the housekeeping and the fantasy surf survival news and all that. I'm going to get more into surf-related stuff in following episodes, but this main focus is all about what's to come right now, something I'm really stoked and excited to present you all. So after nearly 4 years of dead silence on my SoundCloud page, it brings me so much joy to announce that I have a brand new mixtape now live on my SoundCloud. The mix is entitled A Heartless Heavy, and I made it extra sloppy for yez. That's right, mates and merts. I'm back on the wheels of steel, grooving, ripping, and tearing a couple toe tappers, ass thumpers, and global groove shakers. So I put together some of my favorite recent tunes that should pair perfectly with the rest of our summer ahead. Head over to my SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/hendo_froth, stream or download the mix, and enjoy the groovy concoction I have cooked up for you all. It's been 4 freaking years since my last mixtape, and I think I've made close to 20 to 25 mixtapes. I love doing them. I'm so excited. This one is kind of a new, fresh sound. I think you're going to enjoy it. I had a lot of fun making it. I just hope you can blast it on the beach, in a car, at a club, late night drinking, whatever you want. Enjoy it. It's for you, and I hope you like it as much as I do. So to kind of celebrate my new mixtape and get into the nitty gritty of how I made it, what inspired it, the Frothcast's very own Mr. Gunther sat down with yours truly, and we talked about everything about this new mixtape. So here is my interview with Gunther. Enjoy.
Javul Hando, Oshka Barria Skandineskar, Shus Rebrakasas.
Hey, Gunther, what?
Oh, nein, yes, I forgot you do not speak the Deutsch. Never mind. Nein, mach. Anyways, let's get straight into this interview and talk about your new mixtape. So, Hendo, it's been 4 fucking years since you've released a mixtape. Where have you been, bitch? And why are you releasing this mixtape now?
Well, thanks for that, Gunther. To answer your question, since 4 years ago when I released my last mixtape called Here Today, Gone to Mars, I think I just picked up a lot of work. I got really busy. And to be honest, I kind of projected my 2020 to be a year filled with DJing and mixtapes and working with WSL and all that. And as we all know, that didn't happen. Why has it taken me this long to make a mixtape? I don't know. I still love music. I still love DJing as much as ever. I think I was just visited by some source of inspiration. And I said, you know, I think a lot of it had to do with that wave at the Surf Ranch and how much love I felt. I was like, damn, I feel stoked. I'm back, baby. So I wanted to give a little gift. I wanted to make a mixtape and put something out there.
Interesting. Okay, jawohl, jawohl. Very interesting. So, Hando, tell me, what is the story behind the name A Heartless Heavy? Sounds a little emo to me, no?
Well, Gunther, you can get farked, mate. But you know what? You're kind of right. It is a little emo. I did want to originally call the mixtape Corazón del Mundo, A Heartless Heavy mixtape, but it's kind of a mouthful. But the reason behind that being Corazón del Mundo, Heart of the World. I play a lot of global funk, a lot of international disco in this mixtape, and I wanted that to represent that. And then the meaning behind the words A Heartless Heavy, it's basically this mixtape is a way for me to release some things I have been feeling. I had a pretty heavy year last year, as a lot of people did, and this is a way of me expressing myself and wishing upon others that they too can release the heaviness from their heart. The mixtape is filled with a lot of inspirational songs if you listen to the lyrics. And it's just about, you know, persevering during challenging times and wishing everyone a heart less heavy, really. Wishing everyone happiness, peace, and joy. Easier said than done, but by putting this out there, I was hoping that maybe it could inspire some people, if at the very least, have them dance or enjoy their day.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. I guess I will retract my joke. I was going to say you should have called it A Heartless Heavy, but I take that back. I take that back. As far as I can tell, all you do is stand there and push buttons. Can you really describe the process of DJing and making a mixtape? I mean, anyone could do it. Like, you plug in an iPod and oots, I am top Berghain DJ. What do you actually do?
Okay, yeah, thanks, Gunther. Again, get farked. That is a huge misconception with
the general public. But speaking from a lot of DJs, people's experience and technique can range from pretty minimal to insanely complicated. I have DJ friends out there who mix four CDJs with vinyl and crazy shit, different genres. They're doing beat matching with hip hop into dubstep or disco into that and this. And the way that they make their transitions is sick, but also their track selection is out of this world. So when you think about DJing, sure, it's easy to think anybody with an iPod could do it. Yeah, sure. But relate it to kind of stand-up comedy, if you could. Is anybody able to be funny? Yes. Is anyone able to get in front of a crowd, sense what that energy is, tell a joke and hope that it lands and get laughs? Is anyone able to sense that same energy in a club and play a song that they hope will land and make people dance? I don't know. It's kind of a pretty specific type of person. Yes, anybody could play music. Do you know how to use the techniques to mix songs together cohesively, smoothly, like butter or molasses? Do you know the right song to play in that environment? I don't think anybody in the world can be a DJ. Yes, anybody can learn, but when it comes to actually making a mixtape or DJing live, there is a process behind it. And some use programs like Ableton where they have perfect mixes. That's totally cool because they're putting out perfect work. And I personally use Traktor. I record my mixtapes off Traktor. I'm playing live because I feel that even though with Traktor there are syncing capabilities, I'm still using my mixer. I have a Pioneer mixer. I'm actually using the channels to mix the songs, and it's only helping me to get better for when eventually I do play more live clubs and stuff like that. So the Cliff's Notes version of how I make a mixtape is I take a lot of songs I've been feeling lately, put it in a playlist, see how they all fit together with, you know, BPM, beats per minute, what key are they in, how do they mix together. There are some songs that are pretty challenging to mix, so it's kind of like putting a puzzle together. Once I figure out that pattern, then I play it roughly in Traktor, mess around a few times, and get in the booth and start recording, doggy. Hope that you can one take it. Sometimes it's five takes, sometimes it's 10. You know, the whole process, I'm learning, I'm getting back, and I really hope that people enjoy this mix. I hope to shop it around and hope to start playing some more live gigs again. And I am just excited to put it out there.
Holy shit, man. Why don't you like make a blog or something? Longest answer in the world. Another question here is, all of my friends are telling me, is it true that every single track on this mixtape is by your good friend Kygo?
Gunther, who is feeding you this bullshit? Absolutely not. Everybody knows what's going on with me and Kygdog. Not the biggest fan of the ice cream truck music. You will not find any Kygo music on this mixtape. What it is a lot of disco, a lot of Brazilian disco, global funk. There's some Spanish influences. There's some African influences. There's some influences from all over the world. And a lot of it is just groovy disco, a lot of foreign language, which is cool to incorporate. I think there's a little French in there. And a couple moments, I get into a little bit of like deeper indie dance, into a little bit of acid house, then bring it back up with a nice feel good disco jam at the end. And you know, you're just gonna have to listen to find out.
Oh, damn it. I was really hoping to hear some Kygo. Oh, he makes me so hard. Anyways, where can people find this mixtape and where should they play it?
Well, that right there, Gunther, is a great question. Obviously, you can go to soundcloud.com/Hendo_Froth. It'll be there. You can stream it. You can download it. You can share it with friends. Where do you play it? I don't care. You play it in your bathroom. You can play it in the hospital. You can play it at the beach. You can play it at a restaurant. You can play it at your mom's house, Gunther. Play it anywhere you like. Tell your friends. And I hope that maybe you play it late night or in the daytime at the beach and enjoy it and get a little in your life. All right?
Okay, personally, I'm going to play mine at the morgue because I'm a dark emo boy. Anyways, enough joking around. Lastly, What is the track list of this mixtape, and what was your inspiration behind the track selection?
Thanks again, Gunther. Well, before I get into the track list, I'll just answer your second question first. Basically, what was the inspiration behind all these songs? If you could tell in the beginning, it starts with a poem, one of my favorite poems of all time by W.H. Auden. It's called If I Could Tell You. I don't know. It just, whenever I first heard it, it really hit me. It's kind of about time, and time has all the answers. And a lot of last year had so much mystery. We didn't really know what the hell was going to happen, but sure enough, time was the one who kind of knew what was going to happen and would tell us what the hell would happen. So it's not worth worrying what's going to happen or worrying about the past. I don't know. I always just really liked that poem. So I started with that, and then it goes into a disco groove. And, you know, I find myself kind of gravitating more towards disco these days, whether it's global funk or international disco from Brazil or Africa or Mexico or other places that have just a different allure, a different vibe to them, heavy on percussion, maybe some nice horns and a groovy bass line. That was kind of the idea behind this mix. There is a little bit of indie dance in there, but for the most part, it's pretty international feel, because I felt like last year, you know, there's a global thing going on where everybody came together sometimes and helped each other out. So if this mixtape could be universal, and if everyone around the world could hear it, and maybe it provides them with some sort of levity, great. That's what I'm after, you know. And then as far as the actual track selection goes, I'm just going to go through it really fast because there are 17 songs in this mixtape. Starting at number one, we have Thomas Chur, Fright Night, and that's the one I mixed in with a little W.H. Auden poem called If I Could Tell You. Next up is Robbo and Snob, Everybody Knows It, original mix. Next up, Cuando Tú Danzas, Willie Graff edit by Mickey Milan. Next, Boogie do Central. This is by Midnight Riot, great Brazilian disco. Number five, Feel It, original mix by Tech Support. Number six, You and I Discotheque edit. Number seven, Falo Besame Cerrone remix by Armando and Miriam. Number eight, Fugar, Get to Know. Nine, Cabrio Mango by Coelho. Number 10, Mainline, Bonus Tool, Fingerman. 11, Ven Rumbero, James Rod re-edit by Snowboy. Number 12, Make It Hot, J. Kriv Meltdown Mix, J. Kriv and the Disco Machine. 13, Channel by Nile Delta. 14, Believe by Jordan Nocturne. 15, Culture Shock by Tunnel Visions. Number 16, So Good Extended Mix by Fred Falk, Zen Freeman, Ten Ven, and Kelly Lay. And last but not least, number 17, European Disco Part 1 by The Lords Dropout Orchestra. So that is your track list, and that pretty much sums it up. You got any other questions, Gunther?
No, I think that's it about for the mixtape. But I had a question. I checked my bank account, and when did I get paid for this?
Gunther, this is not really the time to talk about that. I thought we had an agreement where I was going to pay you in churros and sex wax. Let's talk off air, off mic, okay? All right, frothers and merch sauce, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I'm sorry for my absence, but I'm hoping to be back. I always say that, I always do. But if you know anyone out there in the podcast world that could lend me a hand, I would seriously greatly appreciate it, because I want to continue to do this. I love doing this. You know, it's just challenging to do solo. Anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. I hope you enjoyed the new mixtape. And a massive shout out and thank you to Eric Tomlinson at Juneshine. Get 20% off your next purchase at checkout with promo code FIELD20. And another massive shout out to DB Journey and West Dog. I am so excited for my bunker board bag. This thing looks mental. I can't wait to rep it on the road. It's super nice and stealth and sleek. It's all black and ribbed for my pleasure. Can't wait to use it. Check them out at dbjourney.com for your next board bag. All right, everyone. Have a great night, evening, morning, or lunch, or whatever the hell you're doing. Much love. See ya. Bye.